This Saturday, the Waikato Quiz Night is taking place in Hamilton, a fundraising event for the Burn Support Group under the Burn Support Charitable Trust, which was established 30 years ago by patron and current board member Dalwyn Breslew. The Burn Support Group offer those who have experienced burn injuries and their families whānau emotional and practical support during recovery and beyond. I'm joined now on the phone by Michelle Henry, Office Administrator, Events Manager for the Burn Support Group for more. A very warm welcome to the show this morning and thank you so much for your time this morning, Michelle.
Good morning and thank you, Brian.
Michelle, firstly, what's on the program for this Saturday night?
Well, I hate to correct you. It's actually Friday night.
Oh, my gosh. My sincerest apologies. I thought it was...
It's actually this Friday night, 27th. We are heading for the first time to hold an event just to raise funds and make the awareness down there in the Waikato region that we're around and that we want to spread the word. It's really important that people know. And it's all about raising some money, and we're going to put that back into that community at the Waikato Burns Unit and for the annual Children's Burn Camp. And, do the very best we can and have a bit of fun while we're doing it.
And so with the fun this Friday night, Michelle, the quiz night, that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
I hope so. Yeah, we did actually have one in Auckland towards the end of last year. And it actually was very successful, and it was a lot of fun. So it has been asked of us to reenact it down there, so that's what we're doing, and we intend to enjoy it and have some fun. But as I said, it's all about raising the money and giving it back into the community for the people that need it, and the Burns Unit in Waikato at this point in time, they need it.
Of course. Michelle, with regards, you mentioned, you know, some of the initiatives like the camp, etc. Can you talk to us more about the work that you do at a Burns Support Group, around the area that you're operating in?
Okay, camp has been going for about 20 years. I've been fortunate enough to be involved in three of them. And we do change the area and the environment every time. And we keep that a little bit of a surprise. But the idea about camp is for all the children between 7 to 17 years, if they approach us and we get to talk, we know a little bit about them. We find a way to make it possible through our own steam fundraising methods, whatever we come up with, that we sponsor these children and we get them to camp. Last year we had 23. It was down in Taupo. It's a magnificent adventure. It's an extremely positive, it's just an amazing environment to be. So if you have sustained burns and you're between those ages, it doesn't matter where you are in the country, you come to the Burn Support Group, you notify us, we work with you and we make it possible for you to be involved. It's just a five-day experience, self-confidence, self-esteem, awareness, encouragement. It's just brilliant. And it's really about these children being able to be children, enjoy that time together, and, yeah, it just builds very strong relationships that continue from there on after. Yeah.
Michelle, can you talk to us about the experience for someone who's sustained burns, especially for someone, serious burns that, impact their daily lives, what it's like for them?
Oh, if we're talking serious burns, it's not a daily life that impacts on, it's a journey that will go on for a long time. I myself, I'm fortunate, I'm not a burn survivor. I can only say from what I see and the people that I meet. And it's the individual who has sustained the burns, that's a journey. But if you're of a young age, just at home, it's a family whānau's journey. I think that what I find more important than anything is how do we educate, how do we prevent, how do we make aware that you don't want to be in that. You don't want to be in that group of burn survivors. It's just an arduous, long journey. Scarring, it's not going to go away. It will be emotional, physical, and it's continual, particularly if you're younger. It's continual to how it's going to work for you from that point on. It's scary, it's sad, it's traumatic. Yeah, we do a lot of education. We like to put ourselves in the community, and we want to make people aware of what's going on. And I think one of my lines that goes down well, it's like, it's lovely to meet everyone, it's wonderful, but when I leave, I don't even want to see you again. I really don't, not in the capacity of my job. Don't see me again. Get on with your life. Be aware, stay safe, and don't get burnt.
Yeah, no, that's great advice. Michelle, when we're talking about, in that area around prevention and, if you do sustain a burn, can you talk to us more about that? So, things or tips, advice around prevention and, if you are in that hopefully unlucky situation of sustaining a burn, what to do?
It's very simple. It's just get to that tap, get to that cold running tap, or get to water, and you do 20 minutes. Now, we're all aware, it's hot irons, you do your hair, the girls with the straighteners, all these very simple things that burn. 20 minutes under cool running water. I can't stress that enough. That will make the difference to where it can be to where you will end up. And believe me, even if we're talking on the severity side of things, it's cool running water. If you haven't got cool running water, any water. But always think to yourself, cool running water will keep going and it will keep the momentum of the flow. A burn keeps burning. The burn on the outside, it's burning inside. I can't stress enough the difference to the rest of your journey. Your burn survivor life depends on what you do in that first instance. And it must be 20 minutes of cool water. And obviously, if it's a situation that bad, you need to get on that phone. You need to get 111. You also need to be aware, don't take the clothes off. Don't take the jewellery off. Just keep that cool water running through. I can't be more specific than that. That will make a world of difference.
Michelle, of course, for this Friday night, where can people go if the tickets still available, and to find out more about the Burn Support Group and the wonderful work that you do?
Yeah, it's exciting. Thanks. Well, we're going to be down at Fraser Tech, which has been, it's been there for 100 years. It's pretty cool. It's an old icon down there in Hamilton, and it's full of all rugby memorabilia, so that'd be cool. And it couldn't be much better than having Jim Kays, a sportsman himself. He is our quizmaster, very, very supportive to the charity. And, yeah, auctions, raffles, finger food, lots of fun. The fire brigade are involved, and it's wonderful to be doing this in Waikato, actually, because they're very responsive. They're very supportive, and it actually has helped us give a lot back to the community down there because they need it. Statistics of burns are quite high down there at the moment. We just got to find a way to give it back to the community there and make them aware and get some money back and help that burns unit out. And we're looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun, and we welcome anyone who wants to come along. So the doors open at 7. The heaters will be on in the room and from 1, but chilly down there. It should be a really fun night.
So there we go again. Once again, so the Waikato Quiz Night fundraiser this Friday, the 27th of July, 7 p.m, Fraser Tech, corner of Norton Road and Mill Street, Frankton, Hamilton. And make sure to go along and support. And I'm sure Michelle will be there with bells on to welcome you and a beautiful smile along with the rest of the team. With that, we say a very big thank you. Thank you so much, Michelle, for your time this morning, and wishing you and the rest of the team a wonderful and successful night. And of course, all the best for the ongoing work you do in the area of burn support. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for this. And please come. It'll be a great night.
Yes, it will. Thank you. It is 15 past 7. Radio 531 PI, Pacific People Together.